greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, which is a universal, international, 24/7 program that we endeavor daily to extinguish the mind of Satan. We endeavor daily to extinguish the mind that comes from demonic influence. We endeavor to leave the mentality of the wicked ruling class, ruling families, warfare, bloodshed, colonialism, exploitation, slavery, death, hell, destruction. Leave that mentality. Let's go back to our original minds. The original Christ mind that is our original mind. Let us rise up above the wicked mentality. Climb up out of the wicked mentality. Climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that original consciousness, we will see that poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white oppressed peoples, proletariat, oppressed peoples of the earth must come together. Rise above all the boundaries and the barriers, racial, ethnic, religious, political affiliation, territory. Rise above all that which divides us. Come together, organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven. Right here, right now on this earth, we are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this program, the Mind of God program, and website, thinkaboutit.org. I am thankful unto the Most High for such beautiful sister rendering such beautiful service to humanity. Contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Now let's give thanks and praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba, putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah. We get Yahweh, Ab, or Yahweh, Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is Yahweh as Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the dominant definition of the ascender. The ascender that raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge, the Almighty Father. In endowing us, enduing us, enabling us to excel this wicked system, overcome weak knowledge of this wicked Babylon system, and be able and enabled to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine father power in the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grandfather. We also pause to give thanks and praises to our Almighty and beautiful Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word for mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that together with Yahweh, Yahuwah, we get Yahweh, Yahuwah, Ain. Now, Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is Yahweh as mother. Yahweh is father and mother because Yahweh is a scientific word that causes us to understand the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, the father and the mother working in union to give birth to creation and give birth to the human family and give birth to this universe. The first law of science is cause and effect. And when you check Yahweh, and when you check the root word of Yahweh, Hayah, then we are able to understand that Yahweh, Yahuwah, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, is the root cause of the whole of the universe, and the whole of the universe is the effects. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word wisdom is kakmoth, and that word is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. There's that word conceived. Only the mother conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of creation, mother of human family, mother of sun, moon, stars, and planets. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruaka Kadosh. Ruaka Kadosh. You hear Ka. You hear Ruaka and you hear Kadosh. The word Ka in the African Kemet, Egypt, is the word that causes us to understand that every facet of the universe is animated with the spirit of the Almighty Father and the spirit of the Almighty Mother. Ruach, the word Ach, the word for womb. Ka, again, Mother Holy Spirit animating the whole of the universe. Kadosh is the word that signifies that which is sacred and holy, because every facet of the universe was seen as holy and sanctified and animated with the spirit of the Almighty Mother, working with sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity. Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the African Arabic language, her name, Mother Holy Spirit, is Allah. Ashadu Allah, Allah, Ha'il Allah. And you hear Allah, the Almighty Mother. And you hear Allah, the Almighty Father, properly understood, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our Islamic sisters and brothers, wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. It's wonderful to understand the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. In the African Hebrew language, we find Allah again. Under the number 5928-2930, we see Allah with an O, which is the feminine counterpart of Allah. And Allah is she who raises us up into her supreme mind of wisdom, that we may be empowered and endowed and enabled to excel this wicked system and defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked system and be enabled to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. As we are able to do so, we are able to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, and that is where Allah comes in, because she has to do with changing our occurrence, changing our circumstance. The Most High, working under these various words and names, under the sacred masculine and sacred feminine. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit, known as Amenet, that hidden and unseen sacred feminine mother power that takes that which is hidden from the Almighty Father and then brings it forth and manifests into physical reality, taking that which is hidden and making it manifest, making it known. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit, known as the Great and the Grand Mother, I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach, and we recognize Yahushua as the masculine and Yahshua as the feminine. And these feminine and masculine realities in you and I. Believe it or not, but know the truth, that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested and woe manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So when I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, this is to teach you and me under the title I, that Christ desires to be revealed within your, my, our personalities, making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. In the last days of Babylon, Christ would come in new names. Examine the name of Yahushua. Health, wealth, prosperity for the masses. Deliverance, liberty for the masses. Warning of the vengeance of the Most High to the wicked, on the heads of the wicked ruling class for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. Christ is the purpose The purpose of Christ is to deliver. And each and every one of us are Christ's soul, Christ's spirit, Christ's energy in human flesh. And it is each and every one of our duty. We have the duty, each and every one of us, to work together and come together and deliver the human family, deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the oppressed, deliver creation, deliver this universe, and clean up the universe of all the corruption, and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Sisters and brothers, we are yet in Revelation. And as we go through these next sessions, we will be incorporating information that we have learned from Booker T. Coleman, one of our great scholars, and Gabrielle Oyibo, one of our great mathematicians, scientists, scholars, who was nominated for a prize from the Nobel people in physics. We will be incorporating knowledge from the Shabaka stone, brother African Kemet Pharaoh Shabaka, 700 years BC, rediscovers a stone coming from Kemet. They say 20 some thousand years ago, or 20 something thousand years BC, and on this stone called the Shabaka stone. And I give thanks and praises for receiving this knowledge from my brother Booker T. Coleman and my brother Gabrielle Oyibo, Dr. Gabrielle Oyibo. On this stone is the root of science, the root of knowledge, where the modern day scientists have given us and taken from this stone the Big Bang Theory, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, string theory that is called wave reality, the understanding of atoms and hydrogen and fire, and how this mother principle permeates the whole of the universe. Hydrogen, the waters of noon, plasma. We're going to get into to the details of this later in this session, but we want to present this and know that we're going in and out of this knowledge and this wisdom. So we're in Revelation, and we were talking about how Yahushua is speaking to himself. Yahushua is talking to himself when Yahushua is talking to you, and Yahushua understood the Shabaka stone. Yahushua understood the knowledge on the Shabaka stone. Yahushua understood what is called today quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, or wave reality. Yahushua understood the significance of hydrogen, the significance of fire, and that mother noon waters of hydrogen permeating the whole of the universe, tying us all together. Yahushua knew that Yahushua was talking to himself when Yahushua was talking to you and me. We're dealing with this church called Laodicea, and we are here to say that each and every one of us are Laodicea. Laodicea having to do with the people of justice and the justice of the people. We are the people that need to realize that we are Laodicea, and that justice will only come to the people when we get up and stand up and organize and give justice to ourselves and force those in office to do right by us. And also in the process, we take over the offices, we take over the governments of the earth, we take over the planet earth, we take over the universe by the power of the Most High in the universe in ourselves, understanding that through the study of the atoms and the table of elements, and through the understanding that we are the atoms called Adam in scripture, male and female, understanding that we have the power of the universe within ourselves. So when we study universe and study atoms, we are also studying ourselves, because atom and was called the atum by the ancient African people. And in scripture, Adam is the atum, and we are male and female, masculine, feminine. And so when we study the universe and the relationship of the universe to the atom, we are also in the study of ourselves, our relationship to the universe, and the power in the universe is within ourselves. And we know that we can take this earth, take this universe on behalf of the masses, on behalf of the poor working class masses, and with the power of the Most High within universe and within ourselves. So Yahushua has this type of understanding. And Yahushua is telling us, through talking to the Laodicea, you say you're rich, but you're poor and you're miserable. You have nothing. You are uneducated in the universe. You have no knowledge of the universe. You're poor, you're miserable. You're being used, misused, that's we, that's us, abused by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. The house of Rothschild today, Rome, Caesar yesterday. And so now it is time that we tap into our own consciousness. Know that when Yahushua is talking to us, Yahushua is talking to himself, because we are Yahushua Christus. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. So if your name is Susie, then you are Christ Susie. If your name is Abdullah, then your name is Christ Abdullah. I think you would call the Christ the surname, or maybe the family name. You understand what we're getting at. If you are Bill, then you are Christ Bill, Christ William. If you are Linda, then you are Christ Linda, because the Christ soul, spirit, energy is that soul and energy and power that is housed by your physical structure that we call by your name, Linda, or whatever your name is. So Christ becomes that family name that we all come under, and then our specific name identifies us from each and every one, but all of us are Christ energy. So look, Yahushua is speaking to himself. Remember what we said about the word counsel. Yahushua is speaking to himself when he's speaking to us. This is the reality that the wicked ruling class do not want us to know, because they do not want us to know that we are Christ Yahushua in human flesh. So he says, Yahushua talking to us, analyzing our psychology, wanting us to understand why it is that we have become apathetic. And so Yahushua, wanting us not to be apathetic, wanting us to be on fire for standing up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Yahushua wants us to be on fire for standing up against wickedness and corruption, standing up against warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, on fire standing up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So Yahushua gives us advice. Yahushua tells us to purchase and buy of Yahushua gold tried in the fire. So when Yahushua speaks like this, Yahushua is an alchemist. That is an Arab word to describe the African technological method of raising base metal from base metal into gold. And understanding that that process, this is coming from Oyibo, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, that because hydrogen, the first element, is infused within all the other atoms and elements, and all of the other elements and atoms on your table of elements are only hydrogen at a higher level. Gold is 79 on the table of elements, so you're looking at 79 hydrogens. And so whatever base metal you're looking at, you want to calculate that number that the that particular base element is placed on the table, the difference between that number and gold, and that is how many hydrogens you must infuse to get to gold, because all of these elements on the table of elements are hydrogen at another level. So gold, once again, is 79 hydrogens. So Yahushua understands all of this science. He's an alchemist. So he says to us, buy of me gold. And he's talking about the process of smelting and metallurgy and how to go into the earth to mine the gold, to mine the precious elements, precious talents, precious characteristics out of this earth that we call our physical structure, because the system has buried our characteristics, hidden our characteristics and attributes. And so Yahushua understands the concept of that which is hidden and that which is revealed. Yahushua understands the concept. These are African teachings that we're going to go into detail later on in the session. Yahushua understands the concept of darkness and the concept of light. These polar opposites that work in the universe that are representations of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine hiding that germ of life into the sacred womb of the sacred feminine, and the sacred womb of the sacred feminine then brings forth that which was hidden into the light. And so Yahushua is digging into the earth that is our physical structure, digging into the earth that is our body, that we may bring forth our talents and attributes as pure gold, the understanding that it is the science of fire, that when you bring forth that gold from out of the earth, it is full of dross and trash and rubbish. And so fire is hydrogen. Fire is hydrogen. The atom fire is hydrogen. That hydrogen fire that permeates the whole of the universe, that fire reality that burns off the dross and the trash and the rubbish, and then we are brought forth as pure gold. Let's take our first break. See you on the other side of the break.